listening to The Terrific Teacherpreneur, a podcast for teachers looking to grow a successful online business. Your host, Alex, was able to transform her Teachers Pay Teachers store from a small side hustle into a profitable full-time business. She now helps other teachers do the same. Listen along for actionable tips and helpful wisdom about business and marketing as a teacherpreneur. Here's your host, Alex.
Hey there, TPT seller friend. Alex here, your friendly podcast host. Thank you for tuning in to the Terrific Teacherpreneur podcast this week. Truly means a lot that you choose to listen to this podcast. It's just exciting that people actually want to listen to what I have to say. I have to take a minute to say how excited I am about that. And today on the show, I want to chat to you about selling on TPT full time. If you are listening and you're someone that's currently in the classroom still or in some kind of education role, but you have been thinking about leaving the classroom or leaving your job, or one day you think you might want to sell on TPT full time, it's like something in the back of your mind, I think you'll love this episode. I mean, not everybody wants to sell on TPT full time, and that's perfectly okay. But for some people, it's something that they kind of aspire to maybe doing. For me, as I've mentioned previously on the podcast, there is definitely an episode where I mentioned this. I struggled with some mental health stuff. Teaching was getting very, very tricky for me. And in the end, leaving was the right decision. So I was obviously really happy to be able to fall back on TPT. Not everyone's in that position, but I certainly was. If you want to hear a little bit more about that story, check out episode 31, the story about why I left teaching. Be sure to check that out if you haven't already. But anyway, that was a little bit of my journey. But I have had people request me doing, they said, you know, please can you record an episode where you talk about leaving the classroom and going to TPT and what you need to consider if you want to do that. So I'm going to try and keep this episode brief, which is something I struggle with. We'll see how I go. But I just want to share a couple of little tips. So if that's something you want to do, leaving the classroom and going to full-time TPT, there are a few things to consider. It's not, unfortunately, really black and white. There isn't a one-size-fits-all approach to this kind of thing. And that's because everybody is in such a unique situation in their own family and personal life. But there are a few things that you might want to consider when you're leaving or thinking about leaving. So first up, undeniably, obviously, I'm going to want to talk about mental health because that's something, like I said, was one of my reasons for leaving. But you basically do need to ask yourself whether teaching is something you still want to do, whether you want to leave or not. And then obviously the other question to ask is TPT full-time something you want to do? Is that something you would like to do? At the end of the day, your choice matters too. It's the financial and all that kind of stuff, all the money side of things obviously plays a role. But at the end of the day, you've got to want to do it and it's got to be the right thing for your mental health. And so for me, you know, I was struggling so much. I kind of had to leave teaching. It was almost just, I got to that point where I really didn't have a choice anymore. I was feeling so unhappy. And if you're in that situation, then, you know, your mental health matters and maybe leaving is the right thing for you. So you've got to consider your mental health and consider your views and opinions and your what you want, I guess. That's one of the first things you need to ask yourself, because that will eliminate straight away whether it's an option for you. If you love, love, love teaching and you're doing great with it, then maybe you don't need to leave. But if you're feeling really unhappy and very miserable and it's just not for you anymore, then maybe leaving is the right decision. And that's, I think, the first question you've got to ask yourself before you dive into anything else. But unfortunately, it's not as simple as that. There is a few more things you do need to consider. So next up is the finances. And this is the serious stuff that you do have to think about if you want to leave the classroom. You need to make sure, essentially, that you can survive on what you earn from TPT once your salary from your current position disappears. So I would suggest sitting down and doing a little bit of accounting, working out how much your rent or mortgage is, how much your outgoings are and your expenses, what kind of basically things you are paying for averagely on a week-to-week basis and a month-to-month basis, maybe kind of total how much that is. Add a little bit of a buffer zone too, because life happens, emergencies happen, things come up. And as time goes on, you know, you might have another child or have another expense or something, you know, life can get expensive. So you have a little bit of a buffer zone in there, but have a number in mind, essentially, of how much you need in your bank account, literally, to live on. I think that's something really important to know, because if you realize that there's a certain amount of thousands of dollars, whatever, that you need to survive on, and you are nowhere near in a position to bring that kind of money in as a family, then, you know, obviously you're going to go broke. So that's just something you've got to have in mind, is a little bit of awareness about how much you need to live on, basically. And then you can start looking at how much you are earning in the TPT space, but also how much your family members are earning. The reason I say that is because you may be in a situation where you have a partner or a spouse or other people that you live with who are earning significant amounts of money. And so what you earn kind of combines with what they earn, and together you've got this family pool, and that can impact things. There's obviously a very big difference between if you're single versus married, etc. Are you going to be the sole provider, or are you going to have someone else that has an income? You also might want to look specifically at that other person's income. So if, say, for example, you have a husband or a wife or a partner or something like that, is their job quite secure? Is their money quite guaranteed? You know, what would happen if something happened to their livelihood? Would you be able to survive on your TPT income? There are things to think about there. But yeah, you want to factor in other people, but mostly you want to look at what you earn. Now you might be thinking, how on earth do I do that? TPT's earnings fluctuate so much. Now what you can do is look at the last calendar year. So look at all your earnings in the last 12 months, roughly what you're earning each month. That will give you a little bit of an idea. You could work out an average, I guess, by adding it all up, figuring out the average. But personally, I would be thinking a little bit about the summer months and the lower months in that 12-month range, because it's all good and well to think, oh, wow, look how many thousands I earned during back to school. But when you're earning a tiny amount in July, you need to think about, well, in July, I need to be able to live on this monthly payout. So in a way, I do suggest thinking about, could you live on those lower income months during summer? Would you be able to survive on that? That's just a kind of a question to ask yourself. It's not that you have to use, you know, July or whatever your worth month is as your baseline, but it's just something to keep in mind. For some people, that doesn't matter because they're so good with saving money and allocating money that they can survive on those lower months by, you know, using money that they earn on the higher months. You know, that depends, but it's just something to consider because TPT does have those ups and downs. Now, presumably, once you do go full-time, your sales may increase because you've got more time to dedicate. And even if you do nothing with your store, most stores have natural growth over the years. So next year, you may earn more money than you are now. And that's wonderful to think about, but you don't really want to be thinking about what you could be earning. None of that's definite. You need to look at what you have earned so far to think about whether you could live on it or not. Something to kind of think about. Finally, I would say that you do need to factor in a few other things. This is not something as applicable here in Australia, but if you are in the US, things like health insurance, if they come with your job, stuff like that, that is just another layer. That's another area that you might need to consider looking into how much that would cost to fund on your own and things like that. So you may also want to think about how you're not going to have an employer anymore that is contributing in any way to some kind of retirement fund. That's something that becomes on you. You now have to contribute to that yourself. So these are all sort of things you've got to factor in when you become your own boss. As exciting as it is, you become responsible for a lot of this stuff. And those are two other sort of sums that are going to come out of your bank account, essentially. And you want to be able to make sure you factor those in when you're thinking about, what do I need to live on each month? How much am I roughly earning on TPT? Can I work this out? I do suggest sitting down and doing all the maths and figuring out all the accounting side of things if you can, if you're in a position to. If this is like something where you would quite like to leave, then you could do this and you could sit down and think about the finances. But like I mentioned earlier, if you're in a different mental health situation where leaving is something you need to do now, then you might not be able to have that luxury. But if you've got that luxury, take the time to do all the numbers because I think it would be worth it. I will say one thing though, don't stress about how much money you earn on TPT and whether it's enough, because believe it or not, I and many other sellers left our classroom and went to full-time TPT probably well before we should have. I remember one of my previous podcast guests, I think it was Hojo, said the similar thing to me. She said that she left well before she probably should have in terms of finances, and I was the same. I was in a position where I kind of had to up and leave my role. And if I'm honest, what I was earning back then probably wasn't really that much, wasn't enough. I wouldn't really recommend that, but I did survive. And I just kind of want to share that story a little bit because it's reassuring to know that you don't have to be making $10,000 a month in order to leave the classroom. it is manageable. And like I hinted at earlier in the episode, once you transition into the full-time TPT, you naturally might have more hours to dedicate to your store. And so your growth may pick up and be a bit quicker. So that's kind of compensates a lot for those slower months. When I was first starting my store and I was, you know, full-time teaching, I always say how I was really only earning a few hundred dollars a month. You know, I didn't really dedicate a lot of time to my store, obviously. But when I became full-time TPT, I was able to dedicate more time. So I do think I got that little bit faster growth there because I was able to make more products and update more products and stuff. So that's just something to keep in mind as well, is you don't have to dwell too much on what you were earning when you were in the classroom, because you could remember that you will be earning slightly more maybe when you leave. But something to think about though, if you are thinking about leaving the classroom, is making sure that you just kind of don't rush into it, I suppose. Take that time to think about it. You know, sometimes we do make these rash decisions because we're just having a tough week at school or, you know, tough time in our lives, and it seems like the kind of easy way out. But I do think if you've got that luxury, take the time to plan this. Make this like a big life goal, dream thing that you're going to take the time to plan for. And so say it is, you know, a February of the year and you're thinking, well, the school year ends in May. You know, is this enough time for me to get myself organized so that come back to school, I could not go back to the classroom? You would want to be giving yourself months to plan this and think about it. And maybe you'll wait till the end of a school year or the next calendar year or a certain time. Sometimes you might not have that option. Sometimes you might get pregnant and you're, you know, you've suddenly got to look after this baby and you're like, oh, wow, okay, full-time TPT kind of fell into my lap after having children. I hear that many, many times. Sometimes it does just kind of happen. So my suggestion would be, you don't know what's going to happen, whether your mental health might deteriorate, maybe your family situation changes, and you might suddenly feel like you have to leave, almost like a kind of a short notice. So even if you're not ready to leave yet, I kind of suggest setting aside the time to think about what your plan would be and start thinking about it now. It's never too early to be organized. Now, I said I would keep this episode short, so I guess I'm going to have to, you know, keep that promise and wrap this up. I wanted to just do a quick little 10-minute check-in, sharing a few thoughts I have around leaving the classroom and all the kind of ducks that you might need to have in a row. It is mostly financial, but that isn't the only part of the decision. Your mental health matters too. And if you want to, and you've also got to decide, is this for me? I know this sounds crazy because it seems like a, you know, thing like everybody would want to do it, but there are, you know, some differences to adjust to when it comes to being full-time TPT. You know, the good thing is that you have this freedom in how you schedule your day and your life. You are your own boss. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. But some people really thrive on structure and schedules, and they feel quite lost at the thought of being kind of on their own. Some people are extroverts and they love the workplace and their colleagues and talking to people every day, talking to adults and other teachers. And you've got to remember that, you know, TPT full-time can be somewhat isolating. You on your own at home, maybe with children, but mostly just you and your laptop. And that's something to adjust to as well. You've got to kind of think about, is this something that would actually suit my personality? And then finally, you want to also just keep in the back of your mind, what's your home life situation in terms of how many children do you have at home with you or anything like that? Because you have to think about how much time you'll have to dedicate. And if you suddenly do quit your teaching job and you pull your child out of childcare or something and they're now at home with you all day, will that impact how much time you can work on your store? Will you actually be full-time TPT, or will you be only able to do an hour or two a day because you're essentially doing the childcare all day long? I mean, these are things you've got to think about too. A lot, I know, and it is overwhelming. And I don't know if this episode is really ever going to help, because every person's situation is so different. And I'm sure you're feeling that kind of overwhelm. The final thing I want to say is that there is a lot of guilt too, a lot of guilt around leaving the students that you love and the colleagues and the profession. You know, you studied for it, you paid for it, you worked hard for it. You feel like this kind of noble calling to the job. People in society can kind of think it's weird. What's this online business you do? That's so weird. Why are you leaving teaching? Why are you ditching? There is so much societal pressure there. And if that's something you're dealing with, and that's one of your concerns, I just want to tell you that you have to ignore all of that noise and not worry about what other people think. I personally had a little bit of that myself. I had like family members that were kind of, you know, I think they were kind of judgy at the idea that you would quit teaching, like really? And I just had to kind of block out all that noise and do what was best for me. And I love TPT and I love being a full-time seller, and everyone that I've talked to that does TPT full-time often shares that sentiment. So Don't worry about those little things, those little worries. At the end of the day, it can be such an amazing thing. And I would recommend it if it's something you want to do and can do. But anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I hope you found it helpful. I'm going to pop a link in the show notes to my Instagram at Terrific Selling Tactics. Just in case, as a reminder, if you want to send me a personal message on there and ask me specific questions about leaving teaching or doing TPT full time, you are certainly welcome to. And the other place, of course, you could ask is within the Facebook group, the Terrific Teacherpreneur. I'll put a link to that as well, because you could pop on there and say, hey, has anyone else left the classroom? You know, what did you do? What did you regret? How did it go? How much money were you making? Like, you could ask any questions you want to ask and can get some response from more than just me on people's stories of leaving. I think that would be really worthwhile too. So I highly recommend it. But I hope you have a terrific day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Terrific Teacherpreneur. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. Come back for more actionable tips and helpful wisdom in the next episode with your host, Alex. Until then.